The Central Thermal Baths. The thermal baths date back to the age of Augustus, and they were composed of two parts, the one reserved for men and the other for women. The central thermal baths had an important public function. It came to people's need of washing carefully because the running water was a privilege reserved for the very few. The access was allowed to people of all social classes, in different times, and at a very low cost, within everyone's reach. Thermal baths had also an important social function. The world talked business, met friends, did gymnastics, and relaxed their spirit and body after the everyday work. The structure of the thermal baths included the dressing rooms for men and women, a gymnasium or a swimming pool, and the calidarium, a bath with very hot water, the tepidarium, and finally the frigidarium, with pools of cold water closing the itinerary. Male and female spaces show divergences of dimensions and functionality. Where the male sector had a garden for training exercises, there was a courtyard in the female part with brick benches around the walls to advance encounters and conviviality. The pools and the places of passage used to be decorated with flooring mosaics with predominant marine and geometric patterns.